you are right where you need to be. And if you want to progress further, there are some simple things that you can do to stay on target to where you want to be at.
Hello, and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started.
I hope you're doing amazing. We're looking at a whole different way of life as we get outdoors more, and I love it. And it's a great time to be cleaning out the corners of our homes, our minds, and our health habits. If you set some intentions at the beginning of the year, trying to decide what you wanted your life to look like in terms of your health practices, perhaps you are doing amazing and you're moving right along according to plan, or perhaps you've fallen off the wagon a little bit and have gotten into some old habits. Hey, I hear you. I'm right there alongside you. It's a great time for us to evaluate this so that we can get ourselves back on track. And my passion is to simplify the way that you're living your health practices out, because it needs to be sustainable for someone who's as busy as you to really get the job done. And as a result of that, experiencing the benefits of healthy living. Have you ever felt like you compare yourself to other women in your midst? You look and see what other people are doing, how they are dressing, what they look like, and you think, you know, I want some of that. And I think that's so healthy because it's just natural for us to want to compare. That's how we exercise our judgment through our lives. The problem happens when we start to get down on ourselves for where we're at. This is a very real thing. So I want to encourage you that you are right where you need to be. And if you want to progress further, there are some simple things that you can do to stay on target to where you want to be at. If you remember my guide that I put out recently, Simplify Your Wellness Plan, it's so important to revisit what are your energy levels like. What activities do you feel good doing based on this time of year? And are you happy with it? Maybe you don't need to change anything, but maybe you want to actually make some advancements in the way that you're living your life. Well, I want to encourage you, go back, click on the link that's below this video, and remind yourself of some of those things that you really enjoy doing in the springtime in terms of exercise, eating, socialization, spiritual practices, and personal relaxation techniques. These are all things that it's easy to get out of touch with in our busy lives. So go to the link, check that out, and actually take the time, maybe even 15, 20 minutes, to fill out the information in there, because this is for you. It's a roadmap that's totally, totally specified to what you want in your life. I encourage you to do that. And remember, comparison can be fun. Comparison is wonderful in many ways because we get to see how unique each of us are and we get to celebrate the differences in each of us. I highly encourage you to keep doing that. Just please promise me, don't compare yourself and get down on yourself, because we're all a work in progress. And even someone who looks like they have it all together probably is struggling with something. And so really we need to have some grace on ourselves and grace on each other. So I leave that with you this week. Check out the link below. Go through and decide, what do we want this spring to feel like? Have a fantastic day and stay tuned for some new tools that I'm going to be putting out for you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect Podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.